New numbers show that orders to U.S. factories for big-ticket items posted an unexpectedly strong showing in September thanks to a surge in demand for airplanes and autos. Also today, the Fed is expected to cut interest rates by at least a half percentage point, and those projected cuts are creating some market movement. Most European stock markets rose sharply today on
our
the heels of
national
yesterday's
nightmare is
huge
open.
Gains. Yeah. Well, that's why I said a glimmer of hope, but we're turning right now to Newsweek magazine's Dan Gross for his thoughts.
He's
on
the hope correspondent.
What the latest? Yeah. Are you the hope correspondent, Dan?
No, I'm the long national nightmare correspondent. The hope correspondent has been took the buyout, and we're hiring more long national nightmare reporters.
Excellent.
Okay, Dan. On a serious note, should we? Is there a bit of a hope here?
Well, I always measure progress by the absence of massive systemic failures. In other words, we got a few weeks without a major U.S. financial institution going down. I see that as a sign of progress. You have to stabilize before you can get back on the uptrend. So, I think the type of good news we should be looking for is more an absence of the types of really bad news we had all summer and the early fall. So I think these data points that you're getting in durable goods order, isolated earnings reports here and there, that's nice. But I think the more important stuff is what we're not seeing. In other words, massive bankruptcies, more financial institutions failing, and it's a sign that some of these bailouts and the psychological impact of them is actually working.
And what do you think about a surge in demand for airplanes and autos, not necessarily two things that we would immediately think would jump?
Well, I think, with that number, the durable goods order, you always have to, I think, take the airline or the airplane data with a grain of salt, because those are such huge an airplane costs several hundred million dollars. So if Boeing gets one order this month for 50 planes and then next month doesn't get any, you would have a wild disparity. So it's more important to look at the sort of long-term trend of that number rather than any single month's data.
Well, let's look forward to this half percentage point that the Federal Reserve is expected to cut the interest rate to. What would you expect that to result in?
Not a whole lot. Back in the 90s, there was this obsessive focus on Alan Greenspan and the Fed and this kind of binary assumption. Interest rates go down, stocks go up. And there was always this, one of the horriest slogans on Wall Street is, you don't fight the Fed. When the Federal Reserve is cutting interest rates, that always tends to be good for stocks because it makes bonds less appealing. As interest rates are lower, it makes money more available. And what do people do with that money? They buy stocks. That's been part of the investor playbook for decades now. But in this past year, as we've seen with so many other things, the playbook has kind of gone out the window. The Federal Reserve has been cutting interest rates, taking the Fed funds rate from, 5.25% down to 1.5% in 15 months. And, the market has, the market has fought the Fed, right? We've had a meltdown of 30 or 40% amid this interest rate cutting campaign. So the old connection whereby this relationship between interest rates falling and stocks going up, I think, has certainly broken down. And I don't think we should hold too much stock.
I think your point is really well taken there, Dan. The playbook is out the window for everything. You got 10 seconds. Do you have a slogan for this presidential campaign that's coming to an end?
It's the stupid economy. In
Dan,
other words,
Dan Gross.
Widespread, really stupid decisions created the political terrain that will result in, what should be a Democratic sweep.
Dan Gross, thank you, sir, as always. It's a pleasure. Dan
Anytime.
Gross, Newsweek columnist, who is and our pal here
long,
at The Takeaway.
Long national nightmare correspondent.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.